Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to third. Philly moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Fain scores. Philly moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Philly scores. Chapman moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hal Brown now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Hitchcock scores. Suter moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Busby reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niarhas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niarhas moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerniel scores. Hitchcock moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hitchcock scores. Suter moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Shantz moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Suter scores. Shantz moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 9-3, Athletics. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerniel. The throw from Niarhas and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niarhas hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri pinch hits for Bob Mahoney. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing third base. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeMaestri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey pinch hits for Luke Ridlow. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.